Nowadays, we're bombarded by opinions, panels, and experts on TV and at various events, and they want us to listen to them. But have you noticed how many of them are all male? But now five men have stood up and said enough is enough, and they're taking a stand against all male panels. Dan Gregory is one of these men. He's a regular on ABC's The Gruen Transfer and CEO of the Impossible Institute, and he joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mick. How's things?
Yeah, very well. Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Now, let's go back to the catalyst of this. What has been the catalyst for you and the others boycotting all male panels? Why have you done this?
Look, it's been a conversation we've been having for a while, but I think the thing that kind of spurred us to take action now was PayPal recently had a panel discussing gender diversity and chose to have an all-male panel to discuss gender diversity, ironically. And we thought, well, you know, if it's happening there, it's happening, you know, it's certainly been happening to a large extent in our experience. And we thought, you know, we're probably in the top 10 most book speakers in the country. So we're in a position to sort of drive a bit of change. And so that's what we've decided to do.
It's a fantastic idea. And I guess these sort of things, these panels that are announced, you know, do you have any idea when you're booked on them, who else is going to be on the panel? Or is that something you have to ask about?
Well, yeah, that's the interesting thing. That's why we chose panels, because oftentimes if we're asked to give a keynote speech, that might be booked, say, 6 months, 12 months out. And to be honest, the organizer may not even know what else they're doing on the day. However, with a panel, when they call us, they'll either tell us who they're thinking of having on the panel with us, or they might ask for suggestions. So we saw this was a real opportunity for us to, you know, to have an influence.
And you must have experience with a lot of fantastic female panelists. I guess you'd have that opportunity to then recommend those as well and say, well, I'm not going to do this panel unless maybe you have a look at some other options. Is that what you would do? You'd actually sort of give them an ultimatum?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, to be honest, there's no lack of women experts in just about every field there is.
Exactly.
You know, they're smart, they're articulate, they're in senior positions. So it's really just, you know, making people conscious about what their default thinking is and what their unconscious biases are. And because I don't think people are, you know, genuinely looking to do the wrong thing or genuinely looking to exclude women from the conversation. I think it's just an unconscious thing. And we're just trying to make it a bit more conscious.
Yeah, and it's great. Now, during the week, the Logies, are, of course, were awarded with Waleed Ali winning the top prize. Do you think diversity on Australian TV and media is moving in the right direction?
Look, I hope so. I thought it was terrific.
Yeah.
You know, I've spoken to Waleed a couple of times, and he's a great guy, and I think it was a much deserved award. Sorry, I've just got a motorcycle driving past me.
That's all right,
as you can probably hear. But yeah, and look, I mean, it kind of goes to the broader question of diversity, because it's not just about women; it's about, you know, making sure that, you know, people from different ethnicities, different belief systems, different cultures get a voice as well. However, we just thought, look, women are slightly more than 50% of the population, and they're not even represented. So we think we can do a little bit better than that.
As far as panel shows go, I mean, you see things like Q&A, and of course, I think they're fairly diverse on there, but we do see quite often these panels who are talking and discussing maybe refugee issues or Indigenous issues, and so often we don't see any representatives from those cultural groups on there. I feel like that's something that might have to be looked at as well. Do you see that in panels as well?
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things that we know is, yes, this is the right thing to do. Yes, it is a good thing to do. However, it's actually the smart thing to do. You know, there's some fantastic research from all around the world, some great studies out of places like MIT and Harvard that prove that the more diverse a group is and the more openly they share information, the higher the collective IQ. In other words, we're not just diversifying panels because of some corporate social responsibility thing. It actually makes panels smarter. And the whole purpose of a panel is to give us access to different points of view and hear, you know, different views discussed on a particular issue. So it actually makes the panel better.
Yes, indeed. Now, in recent years, we've actually seen the addition of women hosting female-dominated shows, male-dominated shows like the NRL and AFL footy shows.
Yeah.
But these female presenters are then wolf-whistled and treated almost as like eye candy on these shows. How do we defeat that? And how do we move forward from that sort of image that, you know, why can't women be hosts of these shows without getting these sort of derogatory things thrown at them?
Yeah, it's surprising, isn't it, that we're still having to have this conversation in 2016. And you do see it in panels, in discussions. You know, people will tweet and there'll be more, they'll tweet more aggressively and more vehemently about female panelists than they will about male panelists. So there's definitely something, you know, underlying this at a cultural level as well.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what helps us go a long way is to normalize the behavior. If we get used to seeing women on panels, if we get used to seeing women sharing their opinions, then I think that kind of behavior will lessen.
Yeah. Well, you're taking a great step forward with that, and it's commendable. Thank you very much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
Pleasure, Mick. Thanks for your time, mate.